Thank you and good morning. The Eureka City Council voted unanimously last night to raise the rates for water and wastewater service in the city over the course of the next 5 years. Water rates will increase by 4.75% for each of the next 5 years, and that will mean the average user in the city will see the water bill go from about $70 per month to close to $100 per month, with greater increases for commercial users. Sewer rates will increase by 130%, with a 29% increase in the first 2 years, and with the final increases spread over the final three. The council approved the measure in the face of needed upgrades and repairs to the city's water system. The city expects to spend upwards of $16 million on the wastewater system and upwards of $30 million on the treatment plant in the coming years. Arcata High School student and participant in the school's Arts Institute, Maximiliano Gambin, has been named as the winner of the annual Congressional Arts Competition. Congressman Jared Huffman's office announced the decision yesterday, and Gambin beat out competition from students in Ukiah, Petaluma, and Larkspur with his digital art piece entitled Conserve Your Country. Gambin's art will now hang in the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. for the next year, and he will be given tickets to attend a ribbon-cutting ceremony in D.C. in June. The city of Eureka wants to support local niche manufacturing in the food industry, and in a city that has producers and manufacturers of cookies, cider, and assorted sauces, kitchen space is needed. The city has identified a possible source of underutilized commercial kitchen space that can meet the need for local producers through its Eureka Kitchen Connect project. Eureka has applied for federal grant funding to create new commercial kitchen space, and they are asking for feedback from current or prospective business owners on what is needed and how much demand exists in the city for that space. Interested parties can complete an online survey and contact the City of Eureka for more information. The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in identifying the person responsible for the shooting and killing of a zebra that was found in a hayfield alongside Matole Road in Petrolia last Saturday. The zebra, named Randy, was one of three zebras kept on the property, and the animal was shot and killed sometime between Friday night and Saturday morning. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The results of the investigation into the actions of law enforcement officers at the scene of the standoff in McKinleyville last August that resulted in the death of David Fulton were released this week. The officers who shot and killed Fulton, which included deputies from Mendocino and Humboldt counties following a 14-hour standoff that involved multiple shooting incidents by Fulton, were cleared of any wrongdoing. Fulton died after he was shot several times by deputies, and he also suffered burns from a fire that had been started in the apartment. The investigation revealed that the origin of the fire could not be traced to the use of a flashbang grenade by law enforcement or from electrical and natural gas appliances in the apartment. The investigation also revealed that Fulton, who had a history of mental illness, had taken two different prescription psychotropic drugs prior to the incident. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's a busy month for the Eureka City Council because in addition to regularly scheduled council meetings, the city also scheduled two budget meetings to discuss the upcoming fiscal year budget. The second of the two meetings will be held next Tuesday, and Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks spoke a bit about the budget process as the City Council decides on spending priorities with a general fund set at just over $27 million. Sparks said that the meeting process is similar to past years. Each department head and the finance director make presentations to the council.
So that'll be our opportunity to kind of go through the departmental budgets with the council. It'll be a very similar process we did last year. The finance director will present the budget. Department heads will be there to help to answer any specific questions council has.
City staff reports that revenues are expected to remain steady and that the transient occupancy tax and property tax revenues will increase slightly. Sparks said it's a far cry from 8 to 9 years ago in the middle of a recession.
I was talking to former city manager Dave Tyson. He said when that recession first hit, the one year they had all the faced with all those budget reductions, he said they had 17 budget sessions. And the idea of being put in a position of doing 17 budget sessions would not be something I'd look forward to. So certainly we don't see that in this upcoming budget year.
You can listen to Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks talk budget by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.